Roughly 200 Minnesota guests turned up at the exclusive beach club to eat, drink, and of course, talk politics. The party was hosted by Minnesota Law and Politics magazine and its publisher, Vance Opperman.
We've sponsored other events at other political conventions, both Republican and Democrat, this year and previous years. And it's a low-key way in which people that basically share a view that public service is important, but that doesn't mean it's all self-important. And we ought to get together and have a good time, and that's all that is.
The Law and Politics Party wasn't meant to benefit anyone's election campaign. It's worth noting that it wasn't a fundraiser, although it was a freebie. Even so, Opperman, who's donated heavily to the DFL in the past, says he's comfortable with the event he sponsored and with the larger role of money in politics.
If people refer to the magazine, if they subscribe to it, if they carry it around their offices, that's fine with us. In fact, that's kind of the idea. But this isn't an effort to buy influence. And frankly, I don't think the bigger events, the Skyboxes, the Delta Airlines, Arena Club, which they're sponsoring here at the Convention Center for the Democrats, and the Arena Club, which they sponsored in Philadelphia for the Republicans, I don't think that buys anything.
But not everyone agrees. Both the Democrats and the Republicans will receive more than $13 million each in public money to stage their conventions, but special host committees set up in Philadelphia and Los Angeles are spending many times that amount for additional amenities, mostly raised through corporate contributions. Wisconsin Democratic Senator Russ Feingold says the conventions are now a blur of fundraisers and corporate-sponsored events.
Corporate-sponsored parties, corporate-sponsored concerts, corporate-sponsored golf tournaments, corporate-sponsored wine tastings, corporate-sponsored yacht cruises, corporate-sponsored shopping excursions, and of course in between, the corporate-sponsored breakfast lunches and dinners.
The group Common Cause projects the political parties could raise up to $500 million this year in soft money, money raised by political parties or issue advocacy groups that's largely unregulated and unreported. That figure is double the soft money contributions of just 4 years ago and 10 times the amount raised a decade ago. Soft money contributions aren't supposed to influence federal elections directly, but Feingold says there's a clear indirect effect. He says because of the large sums at stake, the conventions are no longer forums for delegates to conduct party business.
Rather, these are now basically corporate trade shows for the delegates. While the main show is behind closed doors at big dollar soft money fundraisers, and those soft money contributions, make no mistake, are setting the agenda for the American Congress and for the United States as a whole.
Feingold made his remarks this week at the Alternative Shadow Convention. He also challenged the Democratic Party to unilaterally ban collecting soft money during the convention. The proposal went nowhere, much like his bill to reform the campaign finance system, co-sponsored by Arizona Republican John McCain, which died after a Senate filibuster last year. And joining the chorus was Governor Jesse Ventura, who told NBC's Today Show the money chase is becoming obscene.
You can rest assured that the special interests and the lobbyists are there. They play both sides of the street. And so they win either way. You know, regardless if Vice President Gore wins or Governor Bush wins, special interest wins until we have campaign finance reform.
AT&T and General Motors are among those playing both sides of the street. Each gave at least $1 million to both the Philadelphia and Los Angeles host committees. Likewise, Microsoft kicked in $1 million to the Democrats and $250,000 to the Republicans. Opperman defends the large contributions as civic engagement, but the mood among the Minnesota delegation tends to favor some kind of reform. Delegate and Hennepin County Attorney Amy Klobuchar.
You're always going to have some money in politics. That's going to happen. It's just, first of all, how much money, and secondly, how you monitor that. That's what bothers me about these loopholes, about soft money and things like that. When you are unable to tell where that money's coming from or what it means, that becomes a problem.
In any case, one thing is certain. Reform won't come before Gore and Bush collect record amounts of soft money for the November election. At the Democratic National Convention in Los Angeles, I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.